Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is July 13th, and it's a Wednesday. I'm exhausted, but you couldn't tell, right? That's because I'm a good actor. I have been recording all day for a project that is to train artificial intelligence to watch things like group chats and gaming streaming and stuff like that, where people are going on hate rants and threatening violence and things, so it can pick that out and pinpoint it to stop that crap. So what I had to do was say as many awful things as I possibly could in a conversation with somebody leading towards whatever it is they wanted it to be. So like a threat or a hate or whatever. It was the hardest thing I've ever done, because I am a very tolerant, nice person that does not want to ever hurt somebody's feelings. I don't like that kind of stuff, and I want nothing to do with it. So I have to admit, it was very difficult to pull this off. Not something I would like to do again, but I got paid, and it was for the right reasons. So as an actor, sometimes you have to do that kind of stuff, but holy cow, was that hard, and it was exhausting. I am freaking mentally drained now. So anyway, it was pretty funny. And hopefully that will be able to help to keep people safe and not have to deal with that crap. So let's get on to some news, shall we? Looks like the Friends of the Inyo to host its first Latino Conservation Week event, Shepherds of Today, bilingually on July 23rd at Bishop City Park. In Bishop, the public is invited to join Friends of the Inyo, El Sol de la Sierra newspaper publisher Noe Gadilla, and past and present members of the sheep herding community on Saturday, July 23rd from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at Bishop City Park for Shepherds of Today, a free family-friendly event that is part of the nationwide Latino Conservation Week outreach initiative, which this year extends from July 16th through the 24th. Shepherds of Today will be an English and Spanish bilingual discussion with local sheep herders, a trade traditionally carried out by Basque and Hispanic Latino people in the Eastern Sierra. It's all about their experiences and adventures in nature, their ecology, the ecologically responsible shepherding practices, that was hard to say, and sadly, how they've seen our beautiful Eastern Sierra landscape change over the decades due to water extraction and climate change. There is much we can learn from them. The talk at the City Park gazebo on Main Street will be accompanied by a mini resource fair to provide attendees with information about community resources. Interested exhibitors are invited to contact info@friendsoftheinyo.org to sign up for free. The public is encouraged to bring beach chairs, blankets, and towels to sit on at the park lawn. Latino Conservation Week is an initiative of Hispanic Access Foundation, which you can go to hispanicaccess.org. It was created to support the Latino community getting into the outdoors and participating in activities to protect our natural resources. Individual nonprofits throughout the county sign up to host Latino Conservation Week events that are designed specifically with their own communities in mind. Latino Conservation Week was launched in 2014 with 9 events, and by its 6th year, 2019, it boasted more than 160 events nationwide. You can find out more at latinoconservationweek.com. Friends of the Inyo's mission is to protect and care for the public lands of the Eastern Sierra. This is the first time Friends of the Inyo is participating in Latino Conservation Week by hosting an event locally. Our Shepherds of Today event, together with our ongoing Spanish language outreach, is part of our commitment to diversify, equity, and inclusion work. In order to help ensure the underrepresented communities of color have greater access to public lands and become more actively involved in their protection, our official event flyers in English and Spanish are attached at easternsierranow.com. Information on this and our other events and services may be found on the homepage or the events and blog tabs of the website friendsoftheinyo.org. Friends of the Inyo acknowledge is that in-kind support of El Sol de la Sierra, the Sierra Reader, and Alto One Federal Credit Union in helping to put together this event. Good job, everybody, on that. All great businesses you guys should absolutely sponsor. Looks like we have, unfortunately, a obituary. It's for Michael Joseph O'Leary, born September 14th, 1964, to Merrill and Margaret O'Leary, and he passed peacefully July 10th, 2022, with his family, his wife, by his side. After high school graduation, Mike joined the U.S. Navy. He served as a Navy SEAL in Desert Storm. After his service to his country, Mike remained in San Diego, where he met and married his wife, Karen. They had two daughters, Rachel and Faith. Mike's family moved to Bishop in 2003 to enjoy life in our small community. In 2007, he met Mary Zaragoza, and they quickly became inseparable. They were married July 4th. Many people knew Mike as a sales manager for High Sierra Distributing, where he worked for many years. In 2018, Mike became respected Inyo County Deputy Coroner and Funeral Arrangement Counselor at Broome Mortuary. Mike is a proud member of the Ancient and Honorable Order of E. Clampus Vitus and served as their Noble Grand Humbug year 2014, or as they call it, 6019. Mike enjoyed playing darts, camping, shooting, and just being around his many loving friends and family. Mike is preceded in death by his parents, Mo and Margaret, brother Jack Campbell, stepdad Leland Campbell, and stepdaughter Julie Riggs. Mike is survived by his wife, Mary, brother Jim Campbell, and his wife, Maggie, stepdaughter Karen Lee, and husband Mike Trout. Grandchildren, Megan, Alexis, and Mike Trout, and granddaughter, Haley Jane O'Leary. He is also survived by his in-laws, parents Addie and Alex Zaragoza, and siblings Jenny and Dan Cornett, George and Pam Zaragoza, Tina and Brian Tillemans, Rachel Zaragoza, and Rick Rodriguez, Alex and Mary Zaragoza, and numerous nieces and nephews, and of course, his ECV brothers. What say the brethren? Services will be held graveside at East Line Street Cemetery, August 5th, 2022, at 11:08 a.m., with a reception to follow at the VFW. In lieu of flowers, the family asks a donation be made to Northern Inyo Hospital Auxiliary. I find it very interesting that the funeral is at 11:08 a.m. There has to be some kind of a reason for that. If anybody knows, please head over to Eastern Sierra now and click on the obituary and let me know, because that's pretty interesting. Sounds like a really interesting guy. Navy SEAL, all that, ECV. Those are always crazy parties. Been to a few of those. So, yep, sounds like he will very much be missed. Here's a little bit. We talked yesterday about the mono COVID stuff that's going on. Here's some Inyo. As of July 11th, Inyo County transitioned to the high transmission level, just like mono did. So according to available data, the dominant Omicron subvariants in California and the United States are BA.4 and BA.5, and they are both highly transmissible, even in the outdoor settings. The R-naught is approximately 18.6, which means that for each one Omicron-infected person, approximately 18 other people will be infected. That's insane. Individuals should take precautions to protect themselves, family members, and friends. Inyo County Public Health recommends that individuals wear a mask indoors in public spaces. Surgical masks N95s or KN95s with good fit are highly recommended. People with symptoms, positive test, or exposure to someone with COVID-19 should wear a mask. Masks are recommended in indoor public transportation settings and may be required in other places by state authorities. If you've not been vaccinated or boosted, you should think about doing that. It's kind of going around again right now, so if it's something that you're hemming and hawing about, then you should just get in there and do it and be safe for everybody else. Most of the COVID-19 infections among vaccinated individuals in Inyo County occurred in persons whose most recent dose of a COVID-19 vaccine was more than 5 months prior to infection and indicate a warning vaccine efficacy after 5 months in boosted and unboosted individuals. So you might want to go get boosted if it's been more than 5 months since you had had a little boost to that. Get tested if you're experiencing symptoms. There are community testing sites all over the place. Tri-County Fairgrounds, Lone Pine, the Senior Center. You know, there's multiple stuff. You can find all this stuff out at EasternSierraNow.com if you want. Just click on that and they'll show you all the links to and the times that you can go to a testing center. But you can always go to the rural health clinic if you're in Bishop or close to Bishop, where they have their drive-up testing right there. You can just call and say, hey, I'm coming in, and they'll come out and do it for you. So, it's COVID time. Super fun. So, there is some theater we've talked about in the last couple of days. Well, number one, Measure to Measure is happening tonight. If you're in Mammoth and you're sitting there going, what am I going to do? 7 o'clock. You have just enough time to get there. Head down to the Woodsite. Watch Measure to Measure. It is fantastic. Last night, I heard there was a standing ovation, and it was absolutely loved by everybody, especially that lead actress, but I'm a little biased. Tonight is Measure to Measure. Tomorrow will be 12th Night, And then Friday will be 12th. No, be Measure to Measure again. That's right. I'll be there for that one. Saturday will be 12th night. And then Sunday will be Measure to Measure one more time. And then that will be that for the Shakespeare Festival this year. So you need to get out and see both of them. Trust me, I hear these are fantastic. I have seen Measure to Measure. It was wonderful. I'm going to try to make the Thursday 12th night. So get out there and check it out. From what I understand, they are hilarious. There's also some other stuff happening here. What's that, you say? Well, here you go. June Lake Theater Festival returns to the Loop for a fifth year. The free two-day family festival scheduled for July 22nd and 23rd and produced by the June Lake Loop Performing Arts Association will feature the musical Songs for a New World, a kids' theater camp performance and live music. It's so July 12th, the June Lake Loop Performing Arts Association has announced that the 5th annual June Lake Theater Festival, the free event, is scheduled over two evenings. That will be July 22nd and July 23rd. It will take place in the beautiful setting of Gull Lake Park. The festival is thrilled to be presenting the musical Songs for a New World by renowned composer Jason Robert Brown. It has always been a dream of mine to produce this show, and now finally feels like the right time, explains Rachel Lockhart, director of the festival. This show is about new beginnings and figuring out how to deal with things working out differently than you planned. The message is timely and resonant in these strange times we're living in. We were fortunate to gather an incredible cast of actors who have worked on TV and on Broadway, said Lockhart. The cast consists of Naomi Merden, Rayanne Rivera, Mitchell Johnson, Melissa Mitchell-Davies, with Tony Gonzalez music directing and accompanying, and Lockhart herself directing. The theater festival was able to bring back their free kids theater camp this year and will be opening each night's show with a performance from the kids. We are fortunate enough to partner with the Mono Arts Council and will be producing the camp with their help. The kids camp begins Monday, July 18th and runs until Friday the 22nd. Kids may still register online for the camp through next Sunday, July 17th on the Mac website. Use promo code JLLOOPPAA. So it's basically JL Loop PAA for free registration. The event is free and family-friendly and promises to deliver a glorious weekend of fun as well as a high-quality theater experience, said Lockhart. It's time for us to come together and celebrate. Residents and visitors are encouraged to bring blankets, lawn chairs, umbrellas, and picnic meals, even though beverages and food will be available for purchase at the event, as well as through our merchants in the Loop. June Lake's so awesome. I love June Lake. The theater festival is one of the two major events produced by JLLOOPPAA. In addition to the popular June Lake Jam Fest, which is happening September 9th through the 11th. So to RSVP for the festival, you can find the link at Eastern Sierra Now. It's one of those big ones. I'm not going to read it. You also can learn more about JLLOOPPAA at their website, which is junelakearts.org.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly in the mountains. Research if you need a permit before you go. Plan ahead by packing layers, lighting, and other crucial items. Pack it in, pack it out, including pet and human waste and your toilet paper. Leave nature as is and take only photographs home with you. Tread lightly by staying on established trails. You can find a variety of local trails on mammothtrails.org. Keep your distance from wildlife and other recreators too. Know your limits and take responsibility for your safety. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, Mammoth Lakes Tourism, Eastern Sierra Community Bank, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.
And it looks like that's going to do her. So thank you for listening. I need to take a nap now. My brain is awful. I should probably take a shower, wash my mouth out with soap. And we're going to see you tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody.